Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Back into it. Happy Cags debut day. Damn you, St. Louis, for getting the first game.
Damn you, St. Louis.
But that's okay. I'll be there tonight, hitting the road after the show, get there, watch a little BP. I'm just telling you, man, like I've gone to two minor league games, and both games have hit a home run.
So the odds on underdog for Jack Caglione to hit a home run today.
Are we all betting it?
So with underdog, what you do is it's kind of, you know, it combines over unders and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at, you know, what they had for Jack Caglione today. Half a home run, 5.23 times your bet for higher than a half a home run. That's enticing, isn't it? That's an enticing number. Nice. I mean, it really is. The Bobby Witt ones are interesting because you combine them, you know, with other selections to form one entry on the underdog app, and you can play that in Missouri as well. They got Bobby Witt, 2.5 hits plus runs plus RBIs. Do you think he gets more than 2.5 hits, runs, and RBIs combined tonight?
Well, a home run would knock that bet out of the park.
Out of the park.
Yeah, that's three.
Yeah. Bobby, for a home run tonight, is 2.55 times your odds.
So plus 255?
Yeah.
Really? So he's got much better odds than Cags.
Well, I think, of course. I want to say that.
Not on FanDuel. That's not the case.
Oh, really?
No, Cags has got the second best odds to hit a homer tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Plus 460. Bobby's like plus 500.
Bobby Witt total bases, which is like hits basically. So if you get a double, you get two bases. You get a single, you get a base. It doesn't count stolen bases and whatnot. 1.5 total bases. You can go higher or lower on that for Bobby Witt tonight. Half an RBI with Bobby Witt as well. You can go.
I like that total, the RBI hits.
You like that? Would you go higher or lower than 2.5 of hits, runs, and RBIs? What would you guys do?
I'm going to lean higher, but I think if you made that bet every night with Bobby, you'd come out positive on the season.
It's basically even money for higher.
Really?
Yeah, it's basically even money for. Well, he's in a slump right now.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's true.
Dusty mentioned going to break about how good Vinny's been hitting, right? I mean, he was at a great month,
yes.
Right? Great month.
Tree Fitty.
Yeah, right. Bobby hit 250 that month, you know, and so that's why I look at that right now and I go, is the May swoon over, or does that continue into June? And at 2.5 hits plus runs plus RBIs, I don't know, man. I'm a little iffy on that one right now for Bobby. I need to see a couple of games, I think, to know that he's back, but I'll probably end up taking higher on that one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And done. Yeah.
Let's bet it. No, the total base in RBI and run is good because he could get literally a single and a double.
Yeah.
And you've hit it.
And you've hit it. Yeah.
If you could, you know, like the other day on Saturday or whatever it was when he hit Friday. When he hit the home run, cash immediately.
Yeah,
see you later.
That's right.
We love the comparisons. We do, right? So Jack Caglione, batted ball metrics, the ones that Bob hates the most, he has comparisons to these as well. Hold my beer. 93.8 is his average exit velocity, which means most of the time when he hits the ball, it's going 93.8 miles per hour. Similar to the big league player is Kyle Schwarber. So there's your appetizer, right? Max exit velocity, so the hardest he's ever hit a ball that went out, or I guess what they have for max exit velocity is 113.6. His player comp there is Matt Olson, whose hardest hit was 113.8. And then he has a 57.5% hard hit rate, which means almost 60% of the time Jack Caglione is hitting the ball like a piss missile.
Wow.
The person who averages that in the Major League Baseball organization is Aaron Judge.
Whew.
How you doing?
Decent company.
Yeah. So he does make his debut tonight. Is this similar to the hype that we got for Patrick Mahomes in 2018?
I think it's different, and here's why. It's midseason, right? We kind of had all the buildup for Patrick Mahomes for a year of him sitting on the bench, right? Then we saw the Denver game. Well, actually, we first saw that Atlanta preseason game where he hits Tyreek Hill for 75 yards and everybody loses their mind, right? I mean, that was kind of the Jack Caglione AA, AAA type of stuff. You saw that preseason stuff. You didn't know really what to make of it, but by God, he threw that thing 75 yards and almost hit
But you saw it. It's there.
So you knew it was there. Yeah. That got us. And then we didn't see another thing at him until that Bronco game, right? And then he made that dude a millionaire down in Miami. What's the guy's name? Albert Wilson. Right? Turned that guy from a guy making $600K to a guy making $60 million, right? Mm-hmm. And then Albert Wilson never went anywhere and did any, like, did Smart Albert man. Wilson have a catch again in the NFL? I mean, I'm being facetious,
he didn't
obviously.
Pay state tax, so he
no,
did it right.
He did it right. Smart man, not a dope at all, right? And so he turned him in. And then we had all offseason. Then we had the playoff game that they lost, and Tennessee. Everybody thought he should have been in that playoff game. And they, like, Andy played this so good. I mean, he really did. When you go back and think about all of the urges that Andy could have had to put Patrick Mahomes in games and to play this guy at certain times, never did, just, you know, stuck to his guns and did his thing, just like the Royals did with Cags. Then Cags told him it's time. Patrick Mahomes told him it was time. They traded Alex Smith, got him paid, you know, with Washington. Great contract for Alex. And they were able to move on to you know, Patrick Mahomes. And so we had that whole offseason to get excited about that, right? And to get jacked about that, no pun intended. And then we had the preseason and all that kind of stuff. So when Mahomes stepped on the field, I think we were ready. This one, I don't think we were truly quote unquote ready for, because it's just happening. Here it is. Like, there hasn't been all that offseason buildup. So I think it's different because the excitement is now for Jack Caglione. And yeah, we've had to wait about a year, but a lot of times you don't get caught up in minor league baseball or whatnot. But they said he's playing on Sunday, and here it is Tuesday night, and he's going to be out there. So I think it's different, and I think it's exciting, but I think it's different just because of the time frame that we've had to get excited about it.
I think the other thing that's, I think Bobby's was a lot like Mahomes.
Yes.
Because Bobby, we had to wait.
Yep.
It was like, okay, he's 18, coming out of high school. We saw the videos of him hitting the ball off the tee and like the exit velocity and his bat speed. And you're like, okay, this is not natural for a 19-year-old kid to swing the ball or swing the bat this hard and this efficiently.
Yeah.
And then it was like, okay, minor leagues, we're seeing this. And then you heard about the AAA crowds. And then it was the next year, day one, opening day of the season, and there's Bobby Witt Jr.
That was very much like Mahomes, yeah.
Whereas this, if Mahomes would have been announced like the starter for the Tennessee playoff game, I think this is where that similarity would be, where it's, okay, the season's already started, the team's already kind of established itself, but we're going to add a wrinkle now to see if this takes the team to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And that would have been if Mahomes got in that Tennessee game, because then you would have been like, see? Told you the whole time we had this special talent, and it actually was productive.
Yeah.
The thing about baseball debuts is that with Jack, you had to watch in Florida, right? They went to back-to-back College World Series. I believe he won it his junior year. I think they won the national title that year. And so, like, there was a little bit of people that, like, kind of knew, and then there was the video that came out last January of him hitting a ball with a baseball bat that was wooden instead of metal, and it was like, holy cow, this guy's a monster. And now we've seen it a lot in the minors, similar to what we saw with Mahomes in spring or preseason games. And the first time he was thrown in a yellow jersey in St. Joe, you're like, okay, I've seen glimpses of it. Now you're going to get the taste of it.
Yeah.
And it's going to be almost immediate, because a lot of people told me this year, September into July, maybe next year in 2026, June 3rd.
Yeah, and but I think that truly was the plan for Jack Caglione. He changed the plan, right? The Royals changed the plan a little bit by not being able to hit, you know, and score runs, and that kind of changed the plan. But Jack changed the plan as well, for as good as he's been. And as good as Mahomes was, he never changed that plan for Andy Reid, which is still unbelievable. But I think what we're seeing, the difference between the Jack call-up and the Bobby Witt call-up is pretty simple. Jack Caglione's entering a team, really the first time a Royals prospect has done this. Entered the team that's winning, right? Like, they're a winning organization right now. Jack Caglione doesn't have to come here and be the guy that flips the script like Bobby Witt was, right? And that's where the difference is. And when they drafted Bobby Witt, it was the Matheny era. And I remember having the conversations, you know, with him about bringing Bobby up, just like we did, you know, with Cags. Oh, you got to wait. And they didn't. He came up and clearly has become one of the best players, you know, in all of baseball. And the excitement built for Bobby Witt for a very long time, because you could see the difference that he was. He was a different type of player, just like Jack is a different type of player, just like Patrick is a different type of player. When you have those guys, you can truly see it. But the difference for Cags is like, you're coming into a winning team. You don't have to come in here and change the culture. You don't have to come in here and change the dynamic. You don't have to come in here and be the guy that the organization builds around in order to have success. You can just be a piece. And this hopefully is the beginning of the minor leagues delivering pieces all the time to the Royals big league club, where when you need somebody, you got a guy down there and you can bring him up to the big league level to give you that boost that you need. And maybe Jack Caglione is the first start of it. I mean, this is the first draft of that dude who they hired away from Atlanta that's been running the draft. I don't remember what the guy's name is, Brian something or other, I think. And he's done obviously a nice job getting Jack Caglione up to the big league level already. But maybe this is just the beginning of where our minor league system really turns out players like it did in 11 and 12. I mean, you can bring guys up to the big league level that are going to produce and stay up here at the big league level, and not just have guys in the minor leagues that we've never heard of that never do anything.
Hopefully you have Kleenexes.
All right, seriously, how do you feel?
Good.
You feel a little tired because you've been doing a lot of stuff.
But not bad.
I mean, you've been doing outfield stuff, and you've been taking your ground balls.
Everything. Russ has been marking me, but it's been good.
So you think you're... you feel like you're at the point where you could help, like, them up there? You think you could?
Yeah.
All right. Well, then you can get on the charter tomorrow night and go with them. Okay, so.
Holy crap.
So what do you think?
Oh, that sounds great.
Just remember, it's still a game. It's baseball.
Shoot, player. Yeah.
It's a little higher level, but you know you can play.
Yeah. Shoot, player.
All right, give me a hug.
Holy cow. Let me call my dad.
What did you think when I started talking to you?
I mean, I was like, damn, it's probably for hitting my knob against the stair.
I heard that.
I was like, damn.
I heard that.
But... oh, no way.
Go call your dad.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Let the fam know.
Congrats.
I don't think you're going to the zoo tomorrow. Yeah.
Thank you.
Damn, he didn't get to go to the zoo.
What a moment.
That's awesome.
He can go to the St. Louis Zoo.
He could. It's free.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Technically, still go to the zoo, but what a moment. What awesome. A time. I love those videos.
So did cool. You see the Seattle one the other day where the pitcher got called in and the manager was talking to him in the dugout doing the same type of thing, you know, like taking you out of the game. And the guy's like, why, man? He goes, you're done for the day. Mm. Why? He goes, because they need you in Seattle tomorrow. Well, what do they need me there for? Dude, you just got caught. And then he did. Yeah. And it was in the dugout and everything.
That's really good.
Yeah, it was awesome. I was like, that's really good. What do they need me there for? You just got called up to. Tears and everything.
Oh,
like,
wow.
The big league call ups, the first hits, the debuts. There's nothing in sports better than those three things. And they all have to be baseball related. They all happen to be, I should say, baseball related. There's nothing better than that manager telling that kid, you just hit your life goal, right? At 22 years old, your dream is to be a big league baseball player. And you just made it to the big leagues, man.
Goosebumps.
Like, I would love to have gotten that message But man, I would love to deliver that message to make somebody's day better, to let them know, hey man, you're going to the show and I get to tell you that. And that's the coolest thing ever, to be able to let you know that you're going, that you realize your dreams, your parents, your hard work, your everybody that sacrificed for you. You're going up to the big league level. Don't let anybody down now. And then you get that first moment where you're out there and they introduce you and you run out and you got that first big league debut and mom and dad and everybody's in the crowd and all that kind of stuff. That's cool. And then you get that first big league hit. And then you walk back in the dugout and nobody talks to you because they're acting like, you know, it's not a big deal. And then everybody come over and mobs you and hugs you and gives you all that. That stuff doesn't happen in other sports. It really doesn't. There's no basketball equivalent of that. There's no football equivalent of that. There's really no hockey equivalent of that. Maybe in the minor leagues they do that. But in the hockey, you're in the minor leagues for half a day and then you're, you know, you're up.
Yeah, football's the call from the GM.
Like the draft. Yeah. You ready to be a Chief?
What's up, coach?
Who's this?
Exactly.
Is this the Rams?
We've got to agree this is probably one of the KC Mount Rushmores of debuts. I would say Mahomes against San Francisco week three when he made his home debut. Well, yeah, I guess. Yeah. Bobby Witt Jr. opening day 2 years ago. That was a big one.
Big one.
Ended up hitting the game-winning RBI in the eighth inning. It was snowing.
Look, I think the biggest debut in sports in Kansas City, and I'm going to say this, and I know you're not going to like it, was Alex Gordon.
It was huge.
It was the biggest debut in Kansas City sports history.
Didn't go well.
Did not go well. No. And the reason it was the biggest debut is because it was 2007, okay? The Royals hadn't been relevant basically since 1985, except save 2003, where they won 83 ball games, and that was a lot of fun, and we enjoyed the heck out of that.
Yeah.
But we never really had any good players. We never, and this was a local kid that everybody kind of knew. They were comparing him to George Brett, was playing third base. Everybody thought Alex Gordon was going to be a Hall of Famer that day.
And his number was seven.
And his number was seven. And then Curt Schilling decided to show up.
Yes,
and, you know,
coming off the bloody sock.
Like, okay, Curt Schilling's here. And Alex Gordon is no longer a third baseman, right? Like, from a hype standpoint, I don't know that anybody has been more excited and more like, I don't even know what the word to use is, dialed in, hyped up, whatever it is, for the Alex Gordon debut. And then it happened and everybody kind of felt let down. And I don't think we've had the same excitement since, which is fine.
I'll never forget that day. I went to that game with my father and we sat on the lower bowl. And I remember it was like now batting Alex. And I mean, the whole place stood up. And it'll be like that on Tuesday night when he plays the Yankees. The entire place will stand up. And it'll be a moment where he steps out of the box, tips his cap. And then hopefully it's Max Fried. He takes him deep to the right field fountains.
Will we see that tonight in St. Louis? I think if you're there and you're going as a Royals fan, you give that kid a standing ovation, man. Make it loud in there.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure it's home of the Chiefs at the end of the anthem, too.
Well, they're
like,
fans
seriously,
of the Chiefs,
Kansas. Oh, that's true.
So they're
well,
in.
If they move to Kansas, though, will St. Louis still support them?
Sure.
Okay. All right.
Why not? They don't have anything else.
That is true.
Yeah, the Battle Hawks.
They do have the Battle Hawks. A lot of first team UFL players I saw yesterday.
Have you
from
ever gotten a call up like that? Like where it was like, kind of set up in a way?
No.
Never? Mac, do you ever get a set up like that where they're like, hey, by the way,
I mean, Speck calling me to get the call here was kind of like
when you
that.
Were in Nashville?
Yeah, but it wasn't a setup like that
no,
or anything.
Nothing like that.
Yeah,
but
like that. Yeah.
My promotion of this show is a setup.
Yours definitely was. We made sure it was, though.
Yes,
you
that
know?
Was awesome.
Like, yeah, that was fun.
That was very cool.
That was a big
that
moment.
That was cooler to see you than any. Like that for me, the moment was seeing him.
Yeah, 100%.
Seeing Dusty in that moment. And that's kind of what I was alluding to. Like, I got to be on the outside. I didn't get to tell you. But seeing your reaction makes it all worthwhile.
Because I got told on a Friday morning, and you guys
knew I was pissed I had to stay to 10:05.
Yeah, you guys knew Wednesday. And I remember Speck called me into his office on Friday morning, which never happens. I always have meetings with Speck on Mondays. And he called me to his office on Friday morning, and he was like, hey, do you have a minute? And I was like, yeah. And I sat down, he's like, shut the door. And I was like, oh, no.
What did I do?
I was like, well, it was a good run. You know, am I going to get bad news again? And he goes, so he's like, how do you think the week went? I was like, I thought it went all right. I was like, week, it was a month, but all right. Yeah. You know,
he
it's good.
Pay attention.
Yeah. And so he goes, well, I need you to do two things.
Do you think Peck even knows who Cags is?
Yeah, he does now.
I heard of him.
He said he's going to be up in 26, just like Buffalo's going to blow us out in the AFC Championship game. But he goes, I need two things from you. Number one, I need you to shave your mustache. And I was like, shave my mustache? He goes, yeah, you can't have that when we put the promotion picture for the new show on Monday. And I was like, oh, my God.
That's awesome,
I sat
man.
There and cried my eyes out. And he goes, kind of the same thing. I go, can I call my dad? And he goes, yes. He goes, but first go say hi to the and you guys are out here. And I'm like, you know, middle finger.
Cheezing,
I'm like,
yeah
dude, it was
I
cool.
think, you know what, though? When he did that, he clearly didn't have anything planned and saw that mustache and then went with that.
I mean, that's exactly how that went.
Yeah, you did. You look just like Austin. We haven't heard from him lately, though. I haven't really. Has he done anything this year?
He hit that leadoff home run.
Yeah, and that was about it. When was the last time you heard from Austin?
That's true, right?
With the pedo bat or torpedo bat.
Torpedo bat, yeah.
Gotta throw the T on there.
And when was the last time you heard about the torpedo bat since opening day? They announced torpedo bats on opening day, and then people realized you still got to make contact with the baseball. Look up Austin Wells, would you please, and see Mac.
If he's going to use a torpedo bat.
Yeah, I think everybody's using them now. I think everybody, like, you don't even know. Like, that thing was
Austin
so
Austin Wells,
hot.
219, 9 home runs, 32 RBI, 35 hits.
Well, yeah, you take 9 and 32. That's not bad out of a
35
catcher.
35 hits and 9 of them were home runs. Welcome to New York.
Yeah, right? But, hey, you're producing runs, and so whatever the case may be. But, no, I think that's clearly Spector didn't have anything planned for Dusty and saw that mustache and just went, you got a bad mustache, you need to shave it for the picture. You
know, and then we did
that was a cool moment, though.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was
that
cool.
was great. Great seeing you like that.
Yeah, I called my dad. He didn't answer.
Yeah.
Did he not?
which is That's funny, good. Which is classic because in our family dynamic, you know, with my sister and my parents, it's like if you call, the initial reaction is who died?
Yeah, no doubt.
And we just had one of those. I mean, I'm going to share the story real fast. I'm going to get real morbid real quick. Lord. We had one of those the other day. Guy I grew up with. My sister grew up with a sister. Their father passed away, right? Sad. I said, what happened? I reached out to my friend. What happened? The man choked at the dinner table at his daughter's house in front of the three granddaughters and his daughter and died at the dinner table.
Wow. Okay.
Damn.
What in the hell would you got to move out of that house?
Yeah. Absolutely. That's first step.
Right.
That's tragic.
Yeah.
That's like out of a movie.
Right.
That's just nuts.
Can I ask what they were eating?
I didn't ask. Okay. I didn't. I did not.
Natural next question.
Yeah. No, it is. Absolutely it is.
What was the food? So I don't have to eat that again.
Right. But I'm like, oh my God. That's like something that you, like a movie or something like that. Right. And so, you know, so that's like when we call each other, like if somebody calls, you answer right away because something may text all day. But when that call goes through, like, uh oh, who died? Yeah. And so that's like, I'm surprised your dad didn't answer me.
He called back. He goes, I just saw you call.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com.
and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Called everything okay? I was like, are you sitting down? He's like, yeah. I was like, I'm going to do morning shows in Kansas City from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday with Bob Fesco. And he just silent. It was great. It was awesome.
He said, you got to work with that guy?
And he just, he said, well, don't blow it.
No, he didn't.
I wish.
Did he?
No. No, that's
oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.